You're listening to Dashboard Confessional, the show from the team behind the dashboard at I Hate Marketing. No growth hacks, no fluff, just the stuff nobody in marketing wants to say out loud. The dashboard is the one place your whole marketing picture finally lives. Every tool, every channel, every number on one screen for one flat price. $1,800 a month. No seats, no tokens, no nonsense. All right, here's today's confession. AI agents are browsing your site right now. Your analytics can't tell. Somewhere on your site right now, a visitor is reading your pricing page, comparing it to two competitors, and deciding whether to fill out your form. No mouse moved, no scroll happened. It's not a person, it's an AI agent acting on behalf of a person. And it's going to become one of the biggest blind spots in marketing analytics that almost nobody is talking about yet. This isn't hypothetical. OpenAI shipped ChatGPT Atlas, a browser with agentic capabilities baked in October 2025. Perplexity shipped Comet, a browser whose whole pitch is an assistant that can browse, click, fill, and reason across tabs to complete tasks for you. Google has Project Mariner, a prototype that can act across multiple tabs at once, filling out forms and doing research so a human doesn't have to. These aren't lab demos anymore. People are installing these browsers and letting an AI drive. Your funnel was built for a human with a mouse. GA4, most tag managers, most conversion tracking. All of it assumes a specific kind of behavior. A human scrolls. A human hovers. A human takes a few seconds to read before clicking. JavaScript fires, a pixel loads, an event gets logged, and somewhere downstream a marketing report says 412 sessions, 6% conversion. An agentic browser doesn't behave like that. It might load a page, extract the content it needs, and act on it in a fraction of the time a human would take. Sometimes without triggering the JavaScript events your tracking depends on at all. Reporting on this exact problem has already started to surface. Agents completing purchases and filling forms without tripping standard JS-based analytics, leaving genuine blind spots in conversion tracking and attribution. That's not an edge case. That's a structural mismatch between how tracking was built and how traffic now actually behaves. The bot problem just got a lot more confusing. Marketing teams have spent years building bot filtering logic into their analytics. Strip out the scrapers, the crawlers, the spam bots, keep the real human traffic. That filter was already imperfect. Now, it has to make a much harder call. Is this hit a malicious bot? A training crawler indexing your site for a model? Or an agent that a real, paying-intent human deliberately pointed at your product page to go compare pricing and maybe buy? Those are three completely different things that all show up looking like non-human traffic. And getting the classification wrong means either inflating your bot block list and losing real demand, or polluting your funnel with noise you can't explain. Industry data trackers have already flagged that AI-related bot and agent traffic now makes up a meaningful share of overall web traffic. And the line between crawler, agent, and human keeps getting blurrier. Marketers are starting to talk about this as its own category, agentic traffic, because the old buckets don't fit anymore. Why this matters more than the AEO panic? Everyone's been busy arguing about AI overviews and whether ChatGPT is stealing your organic traffic. Fair fight, worth having. But there's a second, quieter shift happening underneath it. Even when AI-driven traffic does reach your site, your own dashboard might not be counting it right, crediting it right, or even seeing it at all. You can win the AI search visibility war and still have a marketing report that's flying blind on what happened after someone, or something, landed on your page. This is the same old story with a new character. Marketing teams already struggle to stitch together HubSpot, Salesforce, GA4, and a Stripe feed into something that resembles the truth. Now, add a category of traffic that behaves fundamentally differently from anything those tools were designed to track, and the fragmentation problem doesn't get better. It gets worse at exactly the moment leadership is going to start asking whether that AI agent traffic actually converted to revenue or was just noise. What to actually do about it? Nobody has a clean playbook for agentic traffic yet, and be suspicious of anyone selling you one already. A few things are defensible right now. Stop trusting session count alone as a health metric. If agentic hits are undercounted or miscounted as bot traffic, your session numbers are quietly wrong in a direction you can't see without cross-checking against pipeline and revenue. Tie your funnel data back to something that can't be faked or missed by a JS pixel. Actual deals, actual revenue, actual signups in your CRM and billing system. That's the layer agentic browsing can't distort, because it happens after the click, not during it. Treat bot traffic as a category that needs re-auditing, not a solved problem you configured once in 2019 and never touched again. The honest answer is that most teams don't have the infrastructure to even ask the question of how much of their funnel is now agent-assisted, because their analytics live in six different tools that don't talk to each other, let alone agree on what a session even means anymore. That's the actual problem. And it was the problem before AI agents showed up too. The agents just made it impossible to keep ignoring. If you want a dashboard that ties web activity back to revenue instead of guessing at sessions, the dashboard is built for exactly this kind of mess. That's the confession for today. If your marketing data is scattered across a dozen tools and none of them agree with each other, that is exactly the problem the dashboard was built to kill. One pane of glass. Ask it anything in plain English, get the truth. See it for yourself at ihatemarketing.ai. Thanks for listening to Dashboard Confessional. We'll see you next time.